Hello again, welcome to another IAB Friday Roundup podcast. Well, it is June the 4th, Friday the 4th. Great to have you here if you're a regular listening to here. So this week we had another great coffee morning, two great guests, Laura Murphy from CIPP, and also we had Matt Fox from Pixie. Pixie is one of the member benefits, really worth going to check him out. But Laura Murphy was discussing about payroll employee benefits, so loads of value there. But this week is all about George Batts. George Batts is our hero. He really is. And he's also a D-Day hero. I interviewed him on the podcasts early this year, I think March time, February and March. And he was a survivor of the Normandy D-Day. And of course, this weekend is remembering the D-Day. And George is going to be interviewed. He's already been all over the TV this week, and he's going to be at Lichfield this weekend, and he's going to be interviewed by the BBC. Do go and check him out. George Batts, B-A-T-T-S. He's an MBE as well. Just a total hero. If you get to listen to his interview that I did with him, if you go to the IAB website, iab.org.uk, on the homepage there, you'll see there's a thing there about supporting George. Click on that, and you'll go through to the page, which what we're trying to do, we're trying to raise money to build an education and information center over in Gold Beach. That's where he landed during the war, because he wants to educate the next generations so we don't have another world war. What he went through, and he gave up so much of his time, and then we're giving up our time in September to actually cycle from Kent, the IAB offices, to Gold Beach to help him raise money for that. So go and check that out. Go and look for him on the BBC. I said he's going to be at Lichfield this weekend. He's already been on the TV this week and on the radio. So just what a trooper. But Janet, over to you.
Hi, Simon. Thanks. Yeah, George is such a great guy. 96 and he's still so full of life. Amazing. Amazing guy. So what else has happened this week? Well, we've launched the IAB Blue Module 3 on our AML course. That's all about risk assessment, I have to say. I did it myself. It's actually quite good. I really like it. And I wish I'd have had that around when I was in practice. It would have made things a lot simpler. Really spells it out on how to make the best of it. So definitely worth doing. And then we've got the awards coming up, not long now, 16th of June. That will be on our regular coffee morning. So we're going to incorporate it. So it will be slightly extended coffee morning that week. And Fabian Hamilton, the MP, who is our president, will be presenting the winners. So that's brilliant. So over to Sarah with her top tips.
Brilliant. Thank you, Janet. Yeah, very much looking forward to the next coffee morning and celebrating the success of all our members there. And also, George is just a superstar. I was out drinking wine earlier on in the week with him out in the garden one evening, hearing about all the excitement about this weekend coming up. So, yeah, go check out George. He's quite a superstar. But also, what we've also got coming in is requests about our members wanting to know what experiences I've had in growing my practice. And one of the frequent questions I've had come through is about growing pains and how I went about actually employing my first member of staff and how successful that was. I can share with you my first endeavour into being an employer through a bookkeeping practice was not great. But I think it's just really important if I share my wins and initial fails to see that it's all possible. So my first employee that I brought into Women Who Count was a student, and the reason I thought a student would be good was because of the low cost, if you like. I was paying them about £7 an hour, and I thought this was a bargain, and I thought I'd be able to train them how I wanted, and I thought they could come into the practice and just learn my way, and my way was the best, and this would work. But what's the reality was very, very different. What I actually found was I spent an awful lot of my time actually training that student. And what I found was that £7 an hour was actually expensive, because not only were I paying them £7 an hour, I was not billing out my time. So I was at a negative there. And then the other thing that happened was, because they were only learning, I used to have to check their work. So I used to spend the evenings going over their work again. So it really wasn't cost efficient, it didn't work, it was taking up even more time, and it was giving me a bigger problem, not solving any problems. So I decided to go back to being by myself, because that obviously made much more sense at the time. So I carried on my own for a little bit, and again got to that point where I thought, you know, this is just too much work. I really do need somebody. So I tried again. Now this time I went a different route and thought, well, if I have a more experienced bookkeeper, they'll be able to do the work to a better standard. I won't have to check. They'll be able to earn from the beginning. So I took somebody on who was much more experienced, but obviously experience costs money. And what I realized very quickly was that I couldn't make any money by employing that person, because not only did I have an additional wage, which was too much, I'd also decided that I didn't want to have somebody in my house, because I'd been working from home before. And so I rented an office in an accountant's practice. So while it was a small overhead, it was still an overhead I hadn't really, I couldn't really absorb into the business. So again, this didn't work. And I thought, I need to go back to the drawing board. But I thought, before I carry on forward, I need to reassess what I was doing wrong. And what I realised was my hourly rate that I was billing out to my clients was not enough to support paying somebody, a good bookkeeper, and also giving enough margin to account the overheads, and again, for me to make a profit on it. So what I did was I took a cross-section of clients, I put their prices up to where they really should have been, and then I took somebody else on, but only for 2 days a week. Because I think prior to that, I'd thought if I took someone on, it had to be full time, and that's not the case. So I took somebody on for 2 days a week, and I gave them the clients that I knew I had the margin in to be able to support their work. And then this started to work, and I obviously realized this was a method to go forward. So what I did then with my own workload was that I only worked for 4 days a week and kept 1 day a week back for marketing, because obviously now my role as a business owner had changed, and obviously I needed more clients in to sustain the business. So as I took new clients on, I used to fill up one bookkeeper. So my bookkeeper that was working 2 days a week worked 3 days a week. And then I repeated the process. So I took somebody else on for 2 days a week and gave them 2 days of my work, and then filled them up to 3 days and filled myself up. So I just kept repeating this process. And now, obviously, I'd hit on a method that works. And I've been able to scale that up now. I've now got eight staff plus working for me at the moment. So I just wanted to share my fails at the beginning, because it hopefully means that you don't have to make those mistakes and you can shortcut that pain. But hopefully that's a good insight and supports you on your journey. But that's all from me today, Simon. So back to you.
Brilliant. Thanks, Sarah. And thank you, Janet. Yeah. Do go and check out the IAB Blue course, module 3, which is, as Janet said, is now available. Go to the website, click on shop, and down at the bottom, you'll see AML courses is all on there. And we're going to be releasing a new one every 2 weeks, which would be great. We're doing a bulk buy as well. If you buy all 8 modules for £150, they'll get released every 2 weeks, and you will automatically get them, which is all on there. The 16th of June, that's going to be a fantastic event, and I'm going to be wearing a penguin outfit to celebrate the winners, which is going to be great. Great top tip, Sarah. Really, really important. Sarah's been there and done it, so watch what she's doing. Hang on to her coattails. It's worth doing. I just want to talk a little bit about the ambassador program. This is going great guns, actually. We've got 10 groups set up so far, and my goal, I would like to see 50 by the end of the year. And what those groups are, if you've not heard about it before, it's a maximum of 6 people. One person and one member of the IAB sort of heads it up, and you grow as a group, really. You know, you all have different skill sets, even though you're all bookkeepers, but you'll all have different skills. Some people might be brilliant at payroll, others might be great with social media, for example, as part of that. And you come together and you become stronger as a group, and the feedback we've been getting is fantastic. And what it also means is you get a chance to help shape the future of the IAB, because after each meeting the ambassador fills in a feedback form. So if there's something that you're missing, you think, actually I could do with more support in a particular area, if we can either put a webinar together or invite a guest speaker onto the podcast, or do one of the coffee mornings, or actually have a webinar, we can do that. I mean, the AML courses that we're now doing, that was part because of the feedback from the ambassador groups. So do go and check them out. If you want to be part of the ambassador group, send an email in to it's marketing@iab.org.uk, marketing@iab.org.uk. You don't have to be in the same area. You know, you could join one. This is far away, because most of them are done via Zoom. So you don't even have to go out of your house, but really worth getting involved. Great support. Help you grow your practice. Well, that's it from us this week. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to go and check out the BBC with George Batts being interviewed at Lichfield this weekend. He really is a total superstar. And if you get a chance to listen to his podcast, do go and check him out. It's fantastic. And if you want to donate as well, you can go to the Just Giving page, search for IAB. Or if you want the link, go to iab.org.uk/cycle, and that links straight through to the Just Giving page. As much as you can donate, if you can, it'd be fantastic. It's such an important thing. So Janet, thank you very much. Sarah, thank you very much as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Until next time, have a great weekend, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care. Bye.